Guys, my heart. Arriving by way of Sundance, Korean-Canadian director Celine Song's debut feature Past Lives tells a decades-spanning love story that's pretty much note-perfect from the first frame to last. It doesn't reinvent the genre or try anything particularly ambitious, but the way it hits its mark, the way it makes you feel. I was floored. At the turn of the century, 12-year-old Na Young has her first crush on classmate Hae Sung. The two spend all their time together, and in Na Young's mind, this is the boy she'll marry one day. Except then her family leaves Seoul to immigrate to Canada, and overnight, the kids disappear from each other's lives. 12 years later, Na Young, now going by Nora, Greta Lee, and trying to make it in New York, finds Hae Sung, Tae Ouyou, on social media, and the two rekindle their friendship remotely, before breaking it off again when they realize it's turning into something serious and pointless. Another 12 years would pass before the freshly single Hae Sung decides to visit Nora in New York, where she now lives with husband Arthur, John Magaro. The fact that this might read like something from a relationships column tells you Past Lives doesn't have the most original conceit for a film. But boy did Song make a devastatingly beautiful thing out of it. Her writing is free of dramatics and describes the saddest type of heartache where no one's at fault. There's no betrayal or villainous third parties. These two people who haven't seen each other in 24 years can't even know if they would be happy together. But that, as illustrated with piercing clarity by Song, would not have stopped our foolish human hearts from wondering the coulda, woulda, shoulda for a lifetime. In a late scene that reminds me of Meryl's door handle moment in Bridges Over Madison County, nothing is said but you can read every emotion, every unspoken word flashing through the character's eyes. Powerful, powerful stuff. It's also remarkable how the film encapsulates the Asian immigrant experience through Nora's journey. From the way her mother sets up a playdate before they leave to create more good memories, to a brief scene at the airport where she and her white husband must somehow explain themselves to the customs officer, or how Nora explains to Hae Sung that she immigrated twice to be where she is and going home isn't an option, the script shines with truthful observations about starting over in a foreign land. Plagued by growing insecurity, Arthur tells Nora at one point that she only talks in Korean in her sleep, that she only dreams in Korean. The simple exchange says something essential about the person who left, who supposedly became someone else. It also illustrates vividly the frustration, even pain, of never being able to access, to understand a side of those we love. Song's direction is assured and emotionally charged. She doesn't resort to stylistic stunts and the film's pace never escalates to more than a calm, easy breeze. But there's poignance in her compositions. Every shot feels personal. The fork in the road where the kids part ways for the last time, for example, is such a striking sight that, when it appears again, memories immediately come flooding back. The opening scene of three people at a bar is also inspired. Simple in construction but magnetic and endlessly intriguing, this is the choice made by a great storyteller. The excellent cast and crew contribute to the realization of Song's vision. Lee stands out as a strong-willed woman torn by reason which she's weaponized in pursuit of her dreams. As Nora's past catches up with her, you can see her Korean roots slowly taking hold again beneath that American steeliness. Magaro is wonderful as the caring husband threatened by someone who, in Arthur's own words, makes for the better story. It's crucial that this kind but increasingly insecure character doesn't get cheapened by cliched jealousy, and he strikes that balance expertly. Cinematography by Xavier Kirchner and music by Christopher Baer and Daniel Rawson bring the needed warmth to a movie about memories and first loves. Built around the Korean East Asian take on fate and romance referred to in its title, Past Lives is poignant, involving, immaculately realized. I suspect we'll be talking about it again in a year's time. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.